The U.S. has nuclear issues, of course, with many nations in the world. President Obama is in Seoul, South Korea today for the Nuclear Security Summit, where he's already met with Russia, China, he'll meet with today. And there have been numerous statements already about the nuclear program in North Korea. Tomorrow, though, the president will meet with Pakistani Prime Minister Yousuf Raza Gilani. There are certainly nuclear issues between the U.S. and Pakistan, but there may be another issue on the table. This will be the first meeting since NATO airstrikes killed 24 Pakistani soldiers last November. A preliminary inquiry into the incident was released in December. It said both Pakistani and American troops made errors, but said the Pakistanis fired first. The results of a second investigation made public on Saturday found that since the Americans fired in self-defense, no American soldiers would be charged in the incident. Joining us is Christine Fair, professor at the Center for Peace and Security Studies at Georgetown University. Welcome once again, Christine.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk first about the tension at this meeting generally. I mean, there's nuclear issues to talk about, but there's also this combat issue that still simmers in Pakistan. Will there be demands on the table, anything like that?
Yeah, there certainly will be demands. Here's the problem with the report and with the study. You know, I've been very critical of Pakistan, as you know, on this show and elsewhere. In most of the previous accounts where we have had these attacks in which Pakistanis have been killed, initiated by U.S. and NATO troops, the Pakistanis genuinely had it coming in one way or another. This, I have to say, is really quite different. I was in Pakistan in much of December and January, was actually given a brief by U.S. officials about what actually happened. And I'm going to tell you, the report that was issued was really more politics than it was fact. And the Pakistanis know this. Now, of course, the Pakistanis are in a precarious position in the sense that they lie about virtually everything. So when they do finally tell the truth, it's really hard for them to get traction. And on this case, I think the Pakistanis are more right than wrong. Here's what happened. We have these standard operating procedures. We're supposed to notify the Pakistanis when we are undertaking, we being U.S. NATO, military operations across the border in a place where they may have some opportunity to come into contact.
Right.
We didn't notify them. The obvious reason that the United States distrusts the Pakistanis tremendously, and they tend to alert the bad guys when the bad guys actually serve Pakistan's interests. So we didn't alert them. The Pakistanis do have a serious counterinsurgency that they're themselves fighting. Not always do their enemies overlap with our enemies. Their enemies have been taking sanctuary in Afghanistan. So the Pakistanis have a legitimate claim that the folks that they're fighting are moving back and forth. In other words, using the sanctuary argument that many say is also taking place in Pakistan. So there was, by all accounts, a legitimate shootout that took place. It is according to standard operating procedures that when there is fire that's being rained down upon one of the other sides, the country that's initiating the fire is supposed to suppress the fire. At that point, the U.S. called Pakistan, Pakistan's GHQ, gave them the coordinates from which the fire was originating. Problem is, the coordinates that they gave were like 10 miles off. And then they brought in helicopter gunships and other air assets, and the battle lasted for over 3 hours. So you could, at all points in the spec, you know, at every single point in the engagement, identify where the U.S. and NATO simply failed to follow standard operating procedures. Now, that Pakistan has been double-crossing us for 10 years, no doubt conditioned the complete disregard of SOPs.
Well, but in fact, I mean, the whole issue of honesty here in dealings both on the Pakistani and the U.S. side has poisoned this relationship. Listen to Pakistan's prime minister speaking with the BBC.
Yes, there is a credibility gap. We are working together and still we don't trust each other.
So everybody recognizes that this credibility cap completely hampers the mechanics of these sorts of protocols and rules of engagement in a very tense war zone on the Pakistan-Afghan border. In that particular situation, if it doesn't work for dealing with border issues, how's it going to work on nuclear issues when they sit down at this meeting today?
Well, okay, so the nuclear issue is really quite different. The Americans This has actually been an area where there's been more transparency in the sense that Pakistan doesn't make commitments that it then retrenches from. What Pakistan has never said they're going to give access to AQ Khan to the Americans. Pakistan has never said they're going to stop, cap, roll back, or eliminate. So in some sense, on the nuclear issue, because Pakistan has not made numerous commitments, hasn't taken billions of dollars to undertake courses of action, which it then reneges from, there's a lot less issues, ironically, on the nuclear front. It doesn't mean that that there are no issues. I mean, issues pertaining to Pakistan making commitments and then retrenching from them. The Americans fully understand the problems in the realm of proliferation with respect to Pakistan. In some sense, I think the Americans wish that the Pakistanis would at least put some promises on the table that it would then renege from, because it would at least be a sign that Pakistan wants to engage. Pakistan doesn't want to engage the U.S. on its nuclear program. Far from it. It wants to keep the United States as far away as possible.
Well, Christine, and you're a professor at the Center for Peace and Security Studies at Georgetown University. And as you've mentioned a lot of times on this program, this is a very difficult, precarious relationship, and you've been critical of Pakistan. But in this particular instance, is the U.S. handling of this November incident on the border compromised the ability that the U.S. has to get Pakistan to engage more on the nuclear issue?
Oh, well, in the short answer is yes, it has, because by refusing to apologize, what the Americans are basically saying is that we really don't care about your dead. And look, let's also put this from the Pakistani optic. The United States, and quite frankly, I agree with this optic, we're occupying Afghanistan. So if Pakistan is funding insurgents that kill us while we're occupying a country, that is a very different situation from 24 men serving their country being killed at their own post, right? So we're not going to have any kind of reset until this issue of Salhala is taken care of.
And the tension will be on the table as President Obama sits down with his counterpart in Pakistan. Christine Fair, professor at the Center for Peace and Security Studies at Georgetown University. Thanks as always.
Thank you.